many spider webs do you think there are in the world? Almost a limitless number. And do you think that any of those spider webs are a duplicate of any other? Or would every single one of those webs be an absolutely unique web? Would they? Now, in the world we live in, because of our certain sensory limitations, we don't understand that every time a wind passes through a spider web, there's a song. It's a fact. You'll never hear it with your physical ears because our ears can't hear such things. But with your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes, you know that a song is being played. Would any of those songs played in any one of those infinite number of webs be the same song? Every song would be a different song. Every human being is intended to be played by the winds of God. Every human being, a unique expression, an example of what happens when a certain kind of sound touches a certain kind of instrument, when the word of God passes into that which is capable of receiving it, that human being sings the only song that can be sung, and which, by the way, is mandated as a necessity for the well-being of all creatures. But we don't hear the song because we're busy listening to our own music. We're not aware of how every time there is, not every time, that life itself is a passing stream, a passing celestial stream of impressions that are intended to renew the individual moment to moment to moment to moment through the passage of those winds, the passage of that energy, through that subtle system the individual has been given. And here's to the point of it, that is not the individual's system. It isn't your darkness. You can't separate the web from the wind from the song, can you? Can you?
No.
They're one thing. And our pain and our problem and our conflict with life is born out of a nature that through imagination has found a way to identify with songs that we like and don't like, and then compare them in a never-ending process to everything that passes through us, so that we're never again living in the actual passage of God's life into us. Instead, we have passed on the opportunity for that life because we're so caught up in our own little self-concerns. You know, life is always new. Have you ever heard that? Is it? See, but we don't know an always new life. All we know is the life of trying to generate sensations for ourselves in order to keep in place what we call pleasurable and avoid what we call pain. That's why learning to let go is everything, but you can't learn to let go until you discover that it's you that's clinging. It's that nature, not even you. See, that's the point. That's the problem with English, any language. Not you that's clinging. Clinging clings. You're Klingons. Klaatu Varate Schmendrix.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.